Donald Trump campaigned on shaking up Washington. His first foreign policy hires live up to that promise. For national security advisor, a job that does not require Senate approval, retired three-star Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, a decorated combat veteran who rose to the top of military intelligence before being fired by President Obama 2 years ago, criticized for ruffling too many feathers. A lifelong Democrat drawing attention for his strident takedown of Hillary Clinton at the Republican convention.
Lock her up. That's right. Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Stunning former colleagues by cozying up to Vladimir Putin at a lavish dinner in Moscow for Putin's propaganda arm, Flynn is outspoken against radical Islam.
There is a disease inside of this Islamic body.
Right.
It's like cancer.
He'll be the last person talking to the president about national security decisions, running an office that has exploded to 400 staffers.
The national security advisor role is the most pivotal because it plays the role of quarterback for national security policy. General Flynn is a good and important choice to have given his experience and background.
Some are questioning whether Flynn can be an honest broker inside the cabinet.
Can General Flynn make that leap to understand the diplomatic side of things? I think those are just some of the questions that are being asked.